The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. At that time, Jesus left Samaria for Galilee, for Jesus himself testified that a prophet has no honor in his native place. When he came into Galilee, the Galileans welcomed him, since they had seen all he had done in Jerusalem at the feast, for they themselves had gone to the feast. Then he returned to Cana in Galilee, where he had made the water wine. Now there was a royal official whose son was ill in Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus had arrived in Galilee from Judea, he went to him and asked him to come down and heal his son, who was near death. Jesus said to him, "Unless you people see signs and wonders, you will not believe." The royal official said to him, "Sir, come down before my child dies." Jesus said to him, "You may go. Your son will live." The man believed what Jesus said to him and left. While the man was on his way back, his slaves met him and told him that his boy would live. He asked them when he began to recover. They told him, "The fever left him yesterday, about 1 p.m. The father realized that just at that time, Jesus had said to him, "Your son will live." And he and his whole household came to believe. Now this was the second sign Jesus did when he came to Galilee from Judea. The Gospel of the Lord. The reading today is from the Gospel of John. Now, the Gospel of John, unlike the other Gospels written over the course of many years, John was the last of all the apostles to die and the last Gospel written. It is perfectly structured and laid out according to a plan. And so this is the third encounter that Jesus has with someone. With whom was his first encounter in the Gospel of John? It's with Nicodemus, a Jewish man. Our Lord's beginning to give the revelation of his gospel to the Jewish people. With whom is his second encounter? The Samaritan woman at the well and outside of Jewish territory in Samaria, to a fallen away Jew, if you will. With whom is his third encounter? A royal official, a Roman, again, outside of Jewish territory in Cana in Galilee, now the gospel going out to the nations. Where did our Lord Jesus Christ work his first sign? In Cana in Galilee, right? Not in the Jewish land. Where did he work his second sign? In Cana in Galilee, showing that his salvation is for the entire world. Now, this Roman official, where does he come from? From Capernaum. So he makes a 16-mile trek to get to Cana, a 16-mile trek over rocky ground, showing not only the love he has for his son, but how strong his faith must have been in our Lord. Why doesn't our Lord follow him back to his home as he requests, as he did for Jairus when Jairus said, "My daughter is close to death"? If you read in the Old Testament, there is almost never a miracle worked by a prophet, unless the prophet is present, and almost always through physical touch. For the Jewish people and the Greco-Roman world, if a miracle is worked from afar, which was extremely rare, it showed that that person possessed an extraordinary power. It would have been something if our Lord had followed this man, went to his house, touched his son, and his son was raised. It's something entirely different when from a distance our Lord can just simply say, "Go, your son will live." That man knew our Lord's power in a unique way. Then what happens? His entire family is converted. It says his whole family came to believe. Every gift our Lord gives to an individual, every grace, every charism is for the entire body of the church. I remember when my dad went off on a pilgrimage, none of us knew what he was doing. The effect is Over the course of time, the whole family converted, and not just his immediate family, but the extended family as well. And as I travel, as I speak with people of faith, it's almost always that. Gosh, this happened in my grandmother's life. You know, our Lord gave us a miracle, and all these people come back to the faith. It's when the story is told. Just the other day, my younger brother was having lunch with a group of people, and a lady shared her story. She's a wife and a mother, and one of her children, one of her daughters, became very, very ill, had a serious medical condition. And I don't know all the specific details, but only the general story. And so she rushes her daughter to the hospital. And she gets there. Her daughter is in so much pain, she's crying out the entire time waiting for the doctor. And so she just begins to pray, "Lord, reduce my child's pain." And all of a sudden, her daughter started to quiet down a little bit. The doctor comes into the room, and one of the questions he asks, he says, "What would you rate your level of pain at?" And she said, I'd say a 6. And the doctor thought, "Well, gosh, it must not be what I thought it was, because you would have said a 10. And she said, "Well, doctor, just shortly before you came in the room, I would have said a 10. So he continues to ask more questions, does an x-ray, and indeed it was what he thought. And they had to perform a surgery. As they're driving home, all of a sudden her mom realizes, "Oh my gosh, our Lord was answering my prayers. I asked him to reduce her pain. Oh my gosh, I should have asked him to heal her." But this woman tells the story to my brother, and my brother tells it to me, I tell it to you, and the faith grows. Every gift, every charism, every grace is for the building up of the entire body, the church.